Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron has promised that his country's National Health Service will be exempt from the sweeping cuts he's making in the government budget. But he has proposed the most profound changes to the system in its 62-year history. Supporters say opening the NHS to market forces will save money and give doctors and patients more choice. Critics fear the five-year plan amounts to the dismantling of socialized medicine. Vicky Barker reports from London.
Britain's new conservative-led government took office this spring with a crowd-pleasing pledge to purge the bean counters and the paper pushers from the NHS. Andrew Lansley is Britain's health minister.
The dismantling of this bureaucracy will help the NHS realise up to £20 billion of efficiency savings by 2014, all of which will be reinvested into patient care.
By 2014, the current government-funded management structure is to be dissolved, throwing as many as 30,000 administrators out of work. 80% of the NHS budget will be turned over to doctors for them to spend as they see fit. Some of it will likely be spent on outsourcing clerical functions physicians can't or won't do, says Chris Hamm. He's with the public health think tank, the King's Fund. Hamm applauds the broad outline of the restructuring, but fears the devil is in the details.
This is the biggest organizational upheaval in the health service, probably since its inception. This will be quite destabilizing for 2 or 3 years.
The British Medical Journal agrees, and a recent editorial argued that past reorganizations proved expensive failures. But others worry success could prove expensive, too. The number of private patients that doctors and hospitals can have will no longer be limited, and both doctors and patients will have wider choice of health care providers.
One day, Emma felt fine. The next, she felt a lump. Being with Bupa, she didn't feel alone. A consultant, Mr. Wilson...
That could mean NHS practices will compete for patients with private insurance companies like the British healthcare giant Bupa. Dr. Cambiz Bumla works in the deprived East End of London. He worries that Britain will end up with what supporters of universal health care fear most, a two-tiered system, like America's, he says.
I think all markets in healthcare result in inequity, with people who live in the better-off parts of the country being able to purchase more healthcare than people who live in the poorer areas. So I don't think markets in health have any place at all.
The former Labour Health Minister Andy Burnham charges the government's real agenda is to break up the NHS. Why, he asks, is Britain's health service being thrown open to market forces in the depths of a recession?
This reorganisation is the last thing the NHS needs right now. It needs stability, not upheaval. All of its energy must be focused on the financial challenge ahead.
But if socialised medicine is under threat here, it's not clear how hard Burnham's fellow Brits will fight to defend it. A recent poll showed that most of the working class and middle class voters who deserted the Labour Party in the last election did so because they've become increasingly sceptical about the role of the state. Already, the U.S. private health giants Humana, Aetna, and United Health are looking to expand their operations in the U.K. now that they're no longer facing government-subsidized competition. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
This is NPR.